Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Real Talk with the number one doctors. Real Talk with the number one doctors. We are excited to be here today with you. Myself, Reverend Harris, and Dr. Gene Kennedy out of Atlanta, Georgia. We are excited to be here today with you all. We have an exciting show, somewhat of a sad show, but exciting to the part that we have people who are standing up across the country and in the city of Stockton, California. We have some activists that's on the line with us today. We kind of veered our show. We had a topic for our show today, but because of the urgency of what is going on in the city of Stockton, decided that we'll go ahead and redirect the show to our people and community down in the city of Stockton. Right now, you're with Real Talk with the number one doctors. Real Talk with the number one doctors, that's myself, Reverend Harris, out of Fresno, California. As you all know, I renamed the city to Mississippi Fresno. That's right, Mississippi Fresno, all of the oppression that we deal here. Fresno has the highest concentration of poverty here next to Katrina. And so there's a lot of police violence, a lot of excessive force cases that are here in the city of Fresno. And what's kind of unusual to me is that 99 freeway is connected to every major city in California. And so it seemed like this cancer right now, this cancer of police brutality, is hitting every major city up and down Route 99 here in California. And we also know that the oppression is going on across the country. Look at the Oscar Grant, what happened in Oakland, Michael Brown, Louisiana, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, and the list just keeps going on and on and on and on. So why is this police brutality right now all of a sudden? It's always been here. It's been here since the Black Panther Party were here. They were assassinated in Oakland, California, by the rogue cops of the Oakland PD. Why is all this happening now? I mean, you would think that having a black president, Barack Obama, would have a change, in the society right now. But for whatever the reasons are, it seemed like up under the administration of Obama, we have had more and more people of color, black folk, who have been shot, who have been murdered unjustly here in the United States of America. And so I'm going to ask that if we can, that maybe if those can go to a quiet area in your homes. We have folks calling in right now on the board. We want to be respectful so that we can hear everyone clearly. Because what's about the knowledge that you're going to get right now is going to be empowering. So please, if you're somewhere where there's a lot of noise, background noise, please try to go somewhere where it's quiet just until we can get through this show. We have Dr. Jean Kennedy from Atlanta, Georgia. I believe she's traveling on train right now. So she says she'll try to get in on the show. And recently, we have a brother that's on the line right now with us. His name is Aaron. We have James Rivera, mother, who will be calling in. She's the sister who at one time shut down the entire city of Stockton. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. She shut it down. And sometimes, you know, it takes for us to take drastic measures like this to get our point across. Is to shut it down. When you hit them in the pocketbook, when you hit the government in the pocketbook, then you get their attention. When Rosa Parks did the bus boycott, she hit them in the pocket. And the reason she hit them in the pocket because Dr. King and all of them was able to organize to get our people from catching the bus to our people be able to transport them to where they needed to go to make our message clear to that state where they had the bus boycott. So we tip our hat off to our sister, Donnie, who has Smith, who has received an injustice of her son. I believe her son was James Rivera. I believe her son was shot at 48 times, if I'm correct. He was hit 18
yes.
times with an assault bullet in the head. And so we're going to talk about this right now. We're going to talk about this, see where we're at right now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring our first caller on the screen, our brother here, Brother Aaron. Brother Aaron, I'd like to welcome you to Real Talk with the number one doctor, the number one radio show across the land, across the world. And please speak to us today, 3276.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome, Aaron, to Real Talk with the number one doctor.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had that chance to see the video of the kid out here in Stockton, the 16-year-old who was just punched in the face.
Yes, I did. You're talking about the recent one of the brother who was just sitting down and the nine cops jumped on him?
Yeah, that one right there, the 16-year-old.
Yes, I did get a chance to view that.
You did get a chance to see it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I just found it real disturbing, you know, being a father myself. You know, I don't see how all nationalities of parents can be upset. You know, in California, we're not allowed to even spank our kids, you know, let alone punch them in the face with closed fists. And I think, you know, Stockton Police Chief Eric Jones was, you know, derelict in his duties by not firing that officer. And I also feel that the NAACP leader, Bobby Bibbins, should be calling for this Chief Eric Jones to be fired as well, and not just encouraging a complaint, but to have Officer Lawrence Wright be removed from the force and go back to whatever it was he was doing before he was punching children in the face.
So let me ask you a question, Brother Aaron. Brother, 2 hours away from someone has some background noise with a telephone. Can we mute our
phone?
What
was your question?
We have a lot of background noise with a telephone ringing.
Someone
take care of that, please. Okay. Let me get your perspective, Brother Aaron, when it comes to you made the statement that the NAACP asked for a complaint that's going to be filed. Why is that we're not asking for the resignation of this police officer who went through police training, who went through the police academy? How come, I know Sister Donnie Smith has mentioned that to me, but why is the NAACP, the oldest civil rights organization in the world, is not asking for the resignation of this police officer? What is your perspective from that right now?
I don't know if they're afraid of losing donors in the area or political connections or why they don't want to make a fuss, but I think they would, you know, push the family more towards speaking out and marching and shutting down the city with Dion and demanding this officer be fired. And when I noticed that wasn't taking place, it left a funny taste in my mouth, you know, because I would expect that, you know, the community did demand. You know, we shut down the RTD station 2 days in a row. We marched and did two sit-ins in the middle of the intersections, demanding that Officer Lawrence Wright be fired or resign from his duties as officer in Stockton. I don't know why, though, honestly, they're not demanding for him to be terminated.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm going to do, I'm going to ask someone to give me the contact information or Facebook me Floyd Harris, Facebook me Floyd Harris Jr., and send me the NAACP.
Also the NAACP leader in Stockton, Bobby Bibbins, they should be calling into him and demanding that he demand Chief Eric Jones either terminate this officer or that this officer resign.
Okay. So what I like to do, Brother Aaron, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I like to do, Brother Aaron, I like for someone in the community to give me the phone number of the NAACP president or whoever this gentleman was so that we can get a clear understanding of why that the oldest civil rights organization in the world was asking for the family to file a complaint against this police officer who just willfully, honestly, have no respect for black life. So I'm asking someone in the city of Stockton to give me the NAACP phone number because we're going to have
okay.
a special show with him to come on our show.
Right here. I have
okay,
the
well, you can get,
209
give it to
209-547-2155.
Okay, repeat that.
547-2155. And that's the Stockton branch. And I'm going to get you the national right here. I'm just going to go to Google and pull it up.
So what we're going to do is, Real Talk listeners, we're going to have the NAACP give an account on why they're asking for a complaint, for the family to file a complaint when
and
we feel as a community. Right, when the community is asking for this officer to be fired. Is it right for the NAACP to push and use their influence for the family to file a complaint, or should we be filing for termination of this police officer? So that's the question, and I'm gonna make it a point myself to call this president and have him come
okay,
on
I
the show.
I have the number for the president. The national headquarters is 410-589-580. I apologize. 5777. Once again, 410-589. I'm sorry, 580. Gosh, I apologize. My glasses. So it's 410-509. Here, you tell me the number.
It's 410-580-5777.
Okay, thank you for that information. We have Sister Donnie Smith on the line. Welcome to Real Talk with the number one doctor, 7997. Please talk to us.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, my sister?
Yes, all right. I'm the mother of Jan Rivera, who was murdered also in Stockton. The police and the sheriff, and he was only 16 years old. And so we came out here, and we demonstrated regarding what happened to the young man that was beat at the bus stop. And it was very disturbing to me that all my people and all the invites that I sent for people to stand with us, you know, and no one responds, but only 35 people. And so in order for Stockton to change, we need people to come out. Everybody see what happened, and nobody seems to speak on it. And it's like that's what the whatever those people, guys, is. I can't pronounce it. Their organization, but they trying to give 60 to 90 days because it can get cold and everybody forget about it, go on their daily activities. No, we're going to continue to demonstrate. We're going to continue to make an awareness, and we're going to continue to talk about this because it's an issue. This is not Mike Brown. This is not Eric Garner. Because when Eric Garner and Mike Brown was murdered in Trayvon Martin, guess what? The people in this town came out and supported that. Now, we had a young man, and we seen it on video, and it went viral, and nobody's saying, but 35 people telling us, get out the way. Y'all gone. They're going to deal with it. No, we as the people got to deal. We can't depend on the system to help us out. So, no, we do not only want that officer to be fired, we want charges brought on him for child abuse in a battery.
Right.
let me ask you a question real quick. Why is it that the NAACP, did the NAACP consult, have a community forum, a meeting, and say, you know, do you all feel we need to file a complaint, or do we need to ask for termination of this police officer who has went through the police academy, who has taxpayers y'all been paying, I've been paying for this officer to be trained, and now all of a sudden I'm hearing, oh, well, you know, yeah, he beat up the child, but, you know, the child should have obeyed his authority, and you know, and we want the officer retrained. Well, I find it odd that when it comes to a police officer can do something wrong, he gets training or she gets training. But yet when a civilian do something wrong, it's about going to prison, going to YA, going to jail. So it seems like there's a double standard here when it comes to law enforcement all across the country when they do wrong. What is the perspective of the NAACP telling this family to file a complaint instead of asking for termination?
Yes, even the first day that we went out there to demonstrate, it was 3 days. It was 3 days, and no one responded. On the third day, I was on bed rest. On the third day, me, Aaron, and Cynthia Boyd, we had to do something. It was 3 days later. It was nothing found. No one was talking about it. So we got up, and we ended up getting about 30 people, and we went out there, exactly where the ground that it happened on. And then we shouted, and we let them know that this young man's life did matter. Then we went to the courthouse, and we also shouted and called the DA out to make charges put on him. Then we went to the police department to bring out Eric, Eric Jones, and told him, this is what you're talking about, community relations, when your officer abuses and no consequences have been filed on him. And you're supposed to be the chief of police out here recruiting the community to stand with you, and you can't even come and give remove that officer out of our community. And guess what? He's still working with children. We do not want him working with no children, just like us. If we chastise our kid and we put a little scratch on him, or he just go out here and say, our kid will be moved out of home. In 3 days, I'll be in court and going to parenting and also be charged. I want that officer charged and fired and also look and make sure he ain't abusing his children or grandchildren.
Right, right. And it just seems that across the country here, that the police violence has escalated. Not that it's never happened, but it has escalated. I mean, we don't see this type of attacks on white children. We don't see these type of attacks of black police officers attacking and brutalizing. But from the city of Stockton right now, is the community asleep? Is the community
yes.
taking a nap, or
yes,
do the community see what you see and see? I mean, I'm 2 hours away from Stockton, and I'm looking at the video on my computer, and I'm like, my God. I mean, if something like that was, I thank God for people like yourself, my sister and brother Aaron, those who go out and sacrifice and organize, because that's what it takes to bring awareness and attention. This has got national attention, just what this police officer do. And what happens is these officers in the police departments comes in our community with hot dogs and bounce houses, pat our children on the head at the age of 5, and then shoot them in the back and shoot them in the head when they're 15. This is the type of policing that we have going on across the country. Well, sister, let me ask you, where are all the pastors in the community? I'm sure you have churches, white, black, Hispanic. Where are they at right now in this horrifying time right now?
Okay, right now, like you were saying, they sleep. They all sleep. We just did an event Saturday, and Bobby Blinn, or whatever the guy's name, came out. And he said, oh, we thank y'all for the protest. We don't need you to thank us because this is our job. This is what we're supposed to do. You know what I mean? We're not here for to get a thank you on the shoulder. We're supposed to stand up what we believe in and what our cause is. And we believe in fairness, and we believe in justice, and we believe in standing for a call. All these people say they are leaders. All these people say they're pastors. And what are they teaching our young people and our young mothers in the church? Because if they was teaching them some, a lot of people would be standing up all over the world. No one seemed to stand. And the stuff they believe in, they doubt their own belief. You can see that when a person see on national TV, especially if it's in your hometown, not that far from you where you live, to see a young boy that being beat like he was a runaway slave and nobody responded. And not only that, also we just had a couple of deaths. We had a woman that died in Stockton jail, and they still no one talking about that. All the police killing that happened in Stockton this year, the dog ate a young man up, and nobody talking about that. This town is asleep. Our leaders is asleep. How are we going to make a change if y'all continue to sleep?
So is it fair to say at this point of time, September 21st, 2015, 3:21 p.m., I want to rewind back in time right now. What would Dr. King do right now if he would have seen this? Would he sit there? Would Dr. King just sit there and say, "Oh, you know, well, he must have did something wrong"? We had 9 police officers jump on this young man in broad daylight. I believe it was at a bus terminal. We had 9 police officers. He did not have a gun. He did not have a knife. He did not have any weapons on him. So why in the hell would 9 police officers grab him, throw him to the ground, handcuff him, and now you want to charge him with resisting arrest and probably going to be an assault to a police officer? And all of a sudden now we see it on candy camera and we just ask, "Oh, well, we just want to file a complaint. We just want to file a complaint." Well, you know what? That's what they know you're going to say, file a complaint. You have to go out and do what you all are doing. You have to go out on the sidewalk. You have to go out in the middle of the street because justice is on the sidewalk. Justice is on the sidewalk. This kangaroo court system that they have that they're going to try to put our brother through, this is nothing but a kangaroo court system. So what would Dr. King do if he would have seen this in Stockton, California in September 21st, 2015? I'd like for someone to answer that question today.
You know what, George Luther King, I think he would have did? I think he would have took the streets, shut it down, and went out the oppressor.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I believe Dr. King would not just sit here idly
and
do nothing.
And I told people, I tell people, and we're going to put it in a respectful way, and I'm not trying to not nobody believe, but Jesus is going to sit there and let it happen.
No. Jesus was a revolutionary. He was a revolutionary. He was a person that come not to join anything but to straighten something out. And that's what I like about you and those support you in Stockton. You are a people that you have been traveling across the world. Your son James Rivera was murdered. I mean, you could just sit there and say, "You know what, I'm not going to go anywhere in the United States. I'm just going to stay here." But you know what, sister, you're out there in the trenches. You're out there marching. You're out there protesting. You're leading by an example. And that's what we need now. The black woman has to stand up now. The black man has to stand up. And I believe this right now. If more black women stand up like you, sister, I believe we can change this country. Because we as black men, we are a dangerous species to this country. I'm a dangerous species to this country, United Snakes of America. I don't call it United States. It's United Snakes of America because the Constitution that was created, we wasn't at the table to create it. So we didn't have any input on the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So the Constitution... Go ahead, sir.
I didn't want to cut you off. And I want people that who listening right now. Now, that young man would never, ever be the same. And I want y'all to understand that. And because, you know, when he see that officer ever again, or officer period, he already had been beat by an officer, and not only the officer, but the other 9 officers. And you got to remember, when he see them again, he going to run, and they're going to kill him. Then everybody going to wonder, what did he do? So, you know, we got to remember, that's why our kids are scared. That's why our kids are running. They're running for safety. And people need to understand that. As soon as they kill us and beat our children, then they put these bawdy charges on them to turn the people against us. And you fall for it. The people fall for that. Why did the officer call him? He didn't have no right. He was a father. What we teach our kids, we teach our kids to don't talk to strangers. We teach our kids that they have a right. That boy did what his mama and father might have taught him. Don't talk to strangers. He was not under arrest. He didn't commit no crime. He was going to school. And that's what people have to understand. He was going to school. And he was abused on his way to school.
Hello?
Exactly. Exactly. And I like to elaborate on that piece, education. Because we talk about education. We talk about how our children need to get educated and go to school and what have you. The police is supposed to protect and serve. Protect and serve. Now, when I look at this video, I'm trying to figure out what crime did this young man do. Even if he did jaywalk across the street, did anybody get hurt? No. Was there a car crash? No. Did anybody die? No. He just made a decision across the street. I believe police officers cross the street, even when they're in their plain uniforms, to cross the street. But does that subject for a young man to be beat? Listen, I'm going to say this. I feel he was gang raped. Even though his clothes wasn't taken off, I feel he was gang raped. And I'll say that. And I'll say that as a pastor. He was gang raped. He was done just like Rodney King was done in L.A., California. Mm-hmm. A bunch of rogue cops, racist cops, sat there and beat the hell out of Rodney King. He was crawling on the ground like an ant. He was crawling on the ground just sitting there helpless. And luckily someone caught it on film. Because I tell you, if he would have got down to the hospital, the whole story would have changed. Well, he was in existing arrest, and so we had to handcuff him and rough him up a little bit. But the camera don't lie. The camera do not lie. And this is why we do cop watch training all over the country. This is why one reason when we come down to Stockton, California, and I'm going to have to put a new name on y'all city now. I'm going to have to call y'all city Mississippi Stockton now, parallel to Fresno. Because what's going on in Stockton is just like what goes on in Mississippi. So my sister, tell us right now, how do the community feel right now in Stockton, sisters, has happened?
Okay, what the community feeling right now is they called me. You know, I got 20 calls regarding what we're going to do. And I said, I'm mad, and I'm going to stand right now. So we went out there in the community. But I want to tell you something. Now, we fought for the cameras for Stockton, California, for the police to wear. If you notice on the video that the police took the camera off, it was on the ground, right? It was on the ground. If you go look at the video on Facebook. But I'm going to tell you, when we marched, the police took their cameras off and stuck it out the window. They violated the protocol. They took their cameras and they stuck it out the window and showed us, like, okay, this is what we do, and so we have that, and we're going to download it after we finish because we have it on tape. And also, we can also ask, we're going to demand the police tell us why did your officers take their cameras off while we marching and stick it out their car window and playing with us like, you know, we whooped him, now he go to camera again. You know, I feel that man knew what he was going to do. He took that camera off and whooped him like he was a runaway slave. And that was wrong.
Right. So he was intentional. Well, let me say this, not to cut you off. We have Dr. Kennedy on the line. She's one of the founders of the radio show. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. She just got off the train. We had our 30-minute mark. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. For those who called on the line, please don't hang up. I'm going to try to get to you, but we have Dr. Kennedy on the line right now. Thank you for calling in. And Dr. Kennedy, you are calling with us today. So what we'll do is we're going to bring Dr. Gene Kennedy in. Dr. Gene Kennedy from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. She needs no introduction. She's fighting her own fight out in Atlanta, Georgia right now. She's taking on the city of Smyrna, I believe is the name, and the whole legislature of Atlanta, Georgia. She is from Fresno, the golden city of the San Joaquin, Fresno, Mississippi, Fresno. Dr. Kennedy, we're glad you're on the line. The board is just filled up right now. People are talking about the city of Stockton right now, what just happened with the young man who was sitting at the bus shelter, alleged he jaywalked. The cop came over, took his baton, was pushing him, telling him to get on the ground. And then all of a sudden, nine other cops come, and all of them grab him and throw him to the ground. This young man didn't have a gun. This young man did not have a knife. This young man had a backpack going to school to get an education. Dr. Kennedy, you're an organizational psychologist. Talk to Real Talk with the number one doctor right now.
Well, I have to say hello to everyone. I was stuck on a train, so much for technology, and so I wasn't able to do the radio show, but I'm trying to do it from my phone, and I heard part of it. I'm not going to say too much tonight because I'm in a crowded area, and I may end up having a whole group of people listening to me to take on that sort of a subject. But let me say to the audience that this is not unusual behavior. We're seeing this kind of brutality, this out-of-control behavior from our police departments. Somehow they need to be trained. We all say that, but we need to be able to look at their manual and see exactly how are they training the police department. How are they training them? It seems like they're taking a group of people who think that they're in war combat. These are citizens who are paying their taxes. These are citizens who are doing what they're doing, and how can you arrest someone who is just standing? And so we need to be able to find out how are these training manuals being delivered in these police departments. It's a nationwide epidemic. It's not just isolated. Don't let the white media fool you. Don't let the media, the conservative media, fool you. Do not let the Republicans fool you. Do not let other government who is anti the freedom of people fool you. There is something that is going on that is nationwide. There is a pattern in all that's being done, and it doesn't really matter where you live, whether you're on the West Coast or the North or even in the South. It is happening. This pattern is going on, and we intend to expose this. I say hotep to those other radio stations who are pushing the information forward so that you, the citizen, will not be ignorant. And please, let me say to you before I hand over to Reverend Harris again, don't you ever find yourself in the situation where you say they must have done something wrong. If the police is coming at them that way, they must have done something wrong. Don't you dare double victimize the victim. I say to you as an organizational psychologist, do not double victimize the victim. And so, Brother Harris, continue with your show, and let us see what we can find out on this topic. Peace and love to you all.
Thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for tuning in. You know, I just want to say, Dr. Kennedy, you know, what's interesting is with this situation here in Stockton is that this was caught on camera. This was caught on camera, and this is why we do the Cop Watch, Know Your Rights, and training by police officers so that the community power, because it's their word against the community word. Now, we have a bigger issue, Dr. Kennedy, because the NAACP decided that they wanted to meet with the family after Sister Smith went out on the streets protesting and had a backroom conversation with them and said, well, you know what, all the, you know, thank you for the marching that you all are doing. We really appreciate it, you know. And I can just see them right now just sitting in a big executive chair, you know. Thank you for all the marching, but, you know, we just want to file a complaint against the police officer. You know, we just need to kind of tone it down a little bit. Let's just file a complaint. You know, the police officer, he needs more training. No, the police officer needs to be fired. That's what needs to happen. We have already, as taxpayers, sent this young man to the police academy. He has been trained. He's on the force. He messed up, and he needs to pay for it. So there's no more filing complaints against these rogue cops. And another thing, Dr. Kennedy, we're going to have this NAACP person come on our radio show, Real Talk with the Number One Doctor, and tell the world why was it so important for him to want to file a complaint instead of ask for termination of this police officer. We We're talking about a young man who was sitting there minding his own business, jaywalked. Everybody jaywalked. Dogs jaywalked. Cats jaywalked. Birds jaywalked. But all of a sudden, he thought it was an easy target. He thought this was just going to be an easy kill. Get on the ground. Because, see, these police officers right now, they get a real kickback telling people to sit on the curb. They get a real good kickback telling the young people, oh, get on the ground. And here it is 110 degrees in the summertime. And so we're going to ask this NAACP person, will he come on our radio show and give an account on why was it so important for him to ask to file a complaint instead of asking for termination papers for this police officer. You know what? Enough is enough. Our people in the community can't do anything wrong. They're looking at prison time. They can't do anything wrong. They're looking at jail time. So why is it that when a police officer do something wrong, blatantly like this, oh, we want retraining. No, we want them terminated and fired. And so this is why I'm going to go back to Sister down here, from Stockton here. Are you there with her, Sister?
How you doing?
Are you there? Are you there with us, Sister?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Is this Anna? Who I'm speaking with? Dion, okay.
Dion.
Yeah, so we have about 8 minutes left on the show. What is it that you want us to do? Give us some marching instructions right now. You know, Fresno folks, we're ready to come to Stockton. But, you know, we want to make sure it's done organized, strategically. We want to make sure that if we come, and we want to make sure that we bring our resources to the city of Stockton. Tell us, what do you want us to do right now as this horrifying moment continues?
Okay, right now what we're doing now is we're talking to with Oakland right now where we can demonstrate and goes in next week. We need to do a die-in to let them know that they're going to hear our voice or what happened. You're not just going to say we're waiting 60 to 90 days to know the results. We already know the results because you said on blind TV, you done already said that y'all already justified it already, talking about he didn't command to the officer. So we don't need you to wait on 60 to 90 days. We want him fired now. So what we were planning on doing tomorrow is doing a die-in at the City Hall in Stockton.
Okay.
At 5:30.
Now, can we write letters? Can folks call the city council, the mayor? I would like to get that information from you all so that we can be able to support from that end.
Okay.
And maybe those cannot come down or drive down. At least there's something that we're doing. So if someone can out there that's listening from Stockton, you can get us fax numbers, email addresses, whatever, so that we can mobilize here in Fresno because you all came down here for the Black Lives, Brown Lives Matter march we did starting from my church and we marched through the community and our sister came and spoke very eloquently. And so we want to just show our support to you all, our family in Stockton.
And also, Brother Harrison, I'm going to give you the date that what date we are going to do that march. So I'll give you that when we're off the phone.
Okay, great. Dr. Kennedy, are you still on?
I want to have everything organized and ready.
Okay. Dr. Let me see if Aaron is still on the line. Aaron, are you still on the line, Aaron? Going once. 8104. Okay, Dr. Kennedy, are you with us here? Dr. Kennedy, Dr. Jean Kennedy.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
Dr.
you hear
we're talking about mobilizing. We're talking about mobilizing in the city of Stockton. Oakland, California is being contacted as we speak. Folks from Fresno, I put them on alert. And so what do you think, Dr. Kennedy, at this point in time from your standpoint?
Yes, I think every angle that we can take is necessary. The letter write-in, the voices being heard, the die-in, those progressive school systems, universities, community colleges who are social justice activists, They all need to come in and let their voices be heard. There is enough room for everybody. Let us make sure that we're all in unity. Let us have our voices together, and let it be a peaceful, whatever we do, let it be a peaceful demonstration. Let it be a peaceful activism. Let it be peaceful so that the voice of the victim and the families be heard, and so that we can get justice. An injustice to one is an injustice to all. I give you my peace. I give you my love, people. You go in and tell us what we can do here in Georgia. These things are not done in an isolation. And so let us know what we can do from this end so that we can have our voices here to help the cause, because we're going to call on you to help us fight our fight here in the South. Peace and love to everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Jean Kennedy, for that. We are, you're with Real Talk with the number one doctors, as Dr. Harris and Dr. Jean Kennedy. Dr. Jean Kennedy from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and Dr. Harris from Mississippi, Fresno, in the San Joaquin Valley. And so I'd like for you to visit Dr. Kennedy's Facebook. Please visit her Facebook. Visit my Facebook, Floyd Harris Jr. We also created a Facebook for Real Talk with the number one doctors. It's Real Talk with the number one doctors. All of our shows will be archived. I'm going into the archive list. I'm uploading old shows that we did. The doctors, the number one doctors, are back right now. We are ready to operate. We're ready to rock and roll. We are not running from anything. We're running to everything right now. Because you know what? As I keep telling people here in Fresno, you got to be willing to die for what you believe in. You're not willing to die for what you believe in, then trust me, they will punk you with death. But you know what? That's why I asked the question to our sister, what would Dr. King do at this time right now? Would Dr. King see this video and just go to church and say, oh, let's pray about it? Would Dr. King would have seen this video and Dr. King said, Dr. Kennedy said, oh, well, he must have did something wrong, because now a police officer just would jump on one person with a backpack going to school. So what would Dr. King do? Now, Dr. King was a nonviolent person, but yet Dr. King did direct action all the time. And so Dr. King said three things. Dr. King said we must identify the problem, number one. Number two, we negotiate the problem. If negotiations don't work, then we go to direct action. I believe the city of Stockton right now is corrupt. I believe the politicians there are corrupt. I believe that they're abusing God's people down there. I believe they even have a lot of the churches down there scared, the bishops, the pastors, and all of that. Because I tell you this, Sister Smith, if that would have happened here in Fresno, listen, we would have did just what you all did, and we would still be out there right now. Because we run this city. This is our city. We pay the taxes here, just like you all pay the taxes for the police department there. If you don't like something that's going on, you have a right to stand up for what's right. You have a right to protest when you want to protest. You have a constitutional right to protest. So, family and stuff, don't you let that government, police department, mayors, pastors, anybody tell you that you need to go sit down. Let due process do itself. You know, we're going to do the process, and what we're going to do is we're going to shut it down, because if it ain't right, we're going to shut it down. You have Reverend Harris, Sister Smith, you got 30 seconds before we go off the line. Give us your closing words in 30 seconds.
Yeah, this is the Father James Rivera. And I came on the phone late, but I just like to say thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for your choice wise words. And we just want to say that the police talked about community relationship, and we was at the city hall when they talked about that. But I told them that they couldn't have a community relationship until they really retrain their officers,
especially because it has to be more than just basic protocol training that they're going through.
There need to be some sensitivity.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are off the air now. Thank you for tuning in. Reverend Harris, Real Talk with the number one doctors. We'll try to have another show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Don't be late and listen what's going on in Mississippi, Stockton. Thank you, Dr. Harris and Dr. Jean Kennedy. Say, it got to be love, as Bob Marley say. It's all about love.